I just wanted to come on with a little bit of bang for y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know if you're here. Drop me some words in the chat. Say hello. I'm back to the Friday Lives. I'm really excited to be here today. So I want to say what's up to everybody. So today, I want to talk about three ways to do business with the government when you have multiple businesses. So where are all my serialpreneurs, multiple business having entrepreneurs, all of those who are bosses, real hustlers, bona fide business owners that does a million things. So where are you? Let me know where you are. So if you're joining me on Facebook, be sure to click on the link. StreamYard, so I can see your name, I can say what's up, and I know who I'm talking to. Hi, Meek. Hello, Meek Hair Collection. The other says Facebook user. What's up, everybody? So definitely today is going to be, I'm going to be addressing one of the most common questions that I receive from the serialpreneurs, those who have multiple businesses, multiple streams of income, a lot of things that they do. So I'm gonna address that question about, like, you know, how do you do government contracts when you have multiple businesses? Do you need to do, you know, certifications for all your businesses, or can you do everything under one umbrella? So there's three top tips that I'm gonna share with you today. About that, to help you better understand how to do business with the government. Okay. Hello. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Trey. How are you? Hello. Hi, Irene. And welcome if you're joining on YouTube. Welcome if you're watching the replay. Let me know if you're live, all that stuff. So, the reason why I picked this question, because I went through the Facebook group and I saw all the amazing questions that you guys were posting, and I wanted to just start doing trainings on, like, some of those to address some of those questions. And so the reason why I particularly picked this particular question is because I too am a serialpreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I have multiple businesses, and my husband always says, you got all these businesses in a box, you know, and I do. I have multiple businesses, some of which I've never done anything with, like I got a whole t-shirt press in a box, like literally. I have businesses in a box that I have not done, because we'll be sitting around and we'll be chatting and talking about stuff. And then we'll be like, oh my God, that's a good business idea. And I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna go get the name. I'm gonna go file the articles. I'm gonna go get the EI. I'm gonna go just set it up, right? And then one day we'll get to it. So what do you do when you have multiple businesses and you want to do business with the government? How to streamline that? Okay. So here are my top three tips to doing business with the government when you have multiple businesses. So for those of you who don't know, maybe you're new to the channel, I'm Carwana D. I'm a business growth strategist, government contract strategist. I teach women and minority small business owners how to grow their business with government contracts so they can have consistent, sustainable income, have regular paying customers, get paid top dollars by one of the biggest clients you can ever acquire. And that is what I love to do. I'm here to educate, empower, and inspire you to really grow a thriving business by leveraging your business and turning it into a wealth building vehicle, right? Where we generate real money in real time, doing real business with real people that pay real dollars. Okay. All right. So, hey, Coco. Hi, Ronay. How are you? Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much. So, absolutely. I love this topic. I love this question about, you know, what do you do? Because some people, you know, may have a clothing store, but they also provide a professional service, and you want to know how you're going to run all your things and simplify it when it comes to government contractors. So over the past few years, not only have I been able to grow a very sustainable business by using the strategies that I teach in this group, all the free trainings, all the amazing challenge where so many of you have gotten transformation from, but I also teach the same thing to my colleagues, and they've been getting very amazing results as well as a lot of my clients. They've been able to leverage government contracts to grow a thriving business. Okay. So the first thing I want to say, hey, Elizabeth, the first thing I want to say when it comes to multiple businesses, but I'm going to use my own self as an example. So I have Big Mouth Productions Multimedia, right? Video production, web and graphic, but I also have a She's Got Goals, which is a women's empowerment, minority empowerment coaching and consulting firm, right? So how do I run all of that You know, one, by the grace of God, right? Because a lot of times people say, well, how do you have all these businesses? How do you do all that you do? Well, you know, I just show up. I try to use my time effectively. In fact, I have a new book, y'all. I'm really excited about. That's just a quick caveat. It's called The 10 Habits of the Highly Effective Entrepreneur. Check it out on Amazon. It's available on Kindle. You can get the hard copy, all that stuff. But I said that to say, the strategies and the habits that are in that book, The 10 Habits of the Highly Effective Entrepreneur, is exactly what I use in my daily life to be highly effective, to show up effective. And that's how I can wear many hats. And most of us, not only are entrepreneurs, right, and may have multiple businesses that we do, but when we get off work, you're going to work, right? We got to feed kids. We got to clean the house. We got to attend to our spouses. We have to pay bills, all of that stuff. So as women, our job never ends. So I tip my hats off to all the women who are mompreneurs, entrepreneurs, and serialpreneurs, because it's a lot of work. And so you have to find ways to be more strategic, right, in what you do, to be more effective in your daily efforts to show up, right, in life and in work and in business and in every other way, every other aspect, right? And so that is why I talk about how do you show up when you have multiple businesses and you're trying to do business with the government? What is the best way to be highly effective, to streamline what you're doing? So basically, tip number one, you can have multiple businesses and do business with the government. And absolutely, it can be something that's none related, right? So the number one top way, here's a tip, right? The number one top way to do business with the government is you can have an umbrella business, right? Do you have to register all of your businesses with the government in order to do all of these different things that you do? No. You can have an umbrella business and run all of your NAICS codes under that particular business. For instance, as a media company, right, you can provide video production. But if you're a business coach and consultant as well, and you see contracting opportunities to be maybe like a contractor for the SBA or the Small Business Development Center, which is a real thing, that is a real contract, and you want to run that under your media production company, yeah. Add that code. That's all you can do, right? Add that code, because guess what? How much paperwork do you want to do? Like, we just went through 7 days of just taking action and getting pre-qualified for government contracts. So guess what? That it's a lot of work, right? But it's all work that's worth it. So how many times do you want to duplicate that, right? Do you want to do it for 5 different businesses that you have, or do you want to just do it for 1, right? The choice is yours. There's no right or wrong way to make it happen. It just depends on you. What do you want to do for your business, right? So you can either have an umbrella business and run all of your codes under that particular business. And there's different ways that you can do that. So number two is you can decide that I want to register this business plus that business and this business and that business with the government, right? So that's multiple documentations that you have to manage, multiple businesses that you have to certify and renew every year, multiple NAICS codes that you have to list out. Like, it's a lot of work. But guess what? You can do it. If you really put your mind to it, you can do it. Like, again, there is no right or wrong way to put it together. You just want to make sure that you just keep track, right? Just keep track of what it is that you want to do. And so, yeah, you can register all your entities separately. You can do that. In fact, two of my businesses I do have registered, but I just run everything under one business, right? I just register them both just in case I need a backup or whatever. You could do that, right? So the two tips is you can have an umbrella business and have all of your NAICS codes under that particular business. And so when I say NAICS codes, I mean, that is your industry code, your service code. Like, what is it that you do? Because every code is tied to a pool of money, right? So these are all, just think of them all as streams of income, right? So, and there's like, you can have mismatch, you can have a code for janitorial services, and you can have a code for fencing, and you can have a code for video, right? You can run that under your umbrella business. The second tip that I just gave you was you can register everything separately. It's just more work for you, but it's up to you how you want to do it. And the third tip that I want to give you today is you can hire your company, right? Your other company as a sub under your prime contracting company, right? So it's different ways that you can do that, right? So like for instance, with Big Bounce Productions, right? Media, multimedia company, I can hire She's Got Goals as a subcontractor, include that, right? And pay my business with the other business or whatever, you know? So there's a multiple ways that you can do that. So how many of you have, let me see who was here. Thank you. She said, this woman is the truth. yeah, so you do have to shut up. I mean, not shut up, but show up. Look, Coco said, you got to show up. Yes, you absolutely do have to show up in your business. Okay. So how many of you are serialpreneurs? Thank you, Benita. She says, that is great advice. How many of you are serialpreneurs, meaning that you have multiple businesses, right? For the most part, I do have multiple businesses. I have a nonprofit, I have a bunch of things that I haven't really been able to do a lot everywhere, but I try to do what I can, you know? But what I'm learning is that instead of starting all of these businesses, I could run everything under an umbrella company and then also just do DBAs, right? You can also do DBAs. So, yeah, so she ready. Stacy says she ready. So Benita has multiple businesses. Stacia has multiple businesses. Hi, Gloria. Mink Hair has multiple businesses. Yeah, so all of these serialpreneurs, it is so awesome. And guess what? Your household is a business. Believe it or not, you can run, and this is what I hear, right? I haven't done it yet personally, but what I hear is like, you can incorporate your household, like your family, your kids, and everything that you pay for childcare, for schools, for paying for their clothes and feeding them and paying utilities and all of that. That could be a business write-off if you set it up, if you feel like doing the footwork to do that, right? So we already have businesses. Even if you're not officially looking at yourself as a business owner, guess what? If you have kids, you have a husband, you have a household to manage, you are in business. You are in the familia business. So Tracy says she does transportation, catering, and waiting on notary. Yeah, right? And that's awesome, because guess what? The transportation, I don't know exactly what it is that you do in transportation, but just that industry alone, I mean, we're talking about, there's so many opportunities, there's huge, we're talking about multiple six figures, not even seven figure, eight figure contracts available with government, with the government in that catering, like huge. Notary, definitely, you can get paid for all three of those services and businesses, and you can run all of that under one umbrella business if you want. But people always say I'm crazy for having different businesses. Yeah. And it's so funny that you say that. I can't see your name because you have to click on the StreamYard link in order to give permission for Facebook to show your name. But yeah, people, you know, I remember when I first became a business consultant for this community, and like people will be like, how do you do all that you do? You have this and you're doing that. You're doing this and now you're doing that. You do credit repair and grants and resources. Yeah, I do all of that because I'm very skilled and I'm highly resourceful and I can do anything that I put my heart to, right? I've always been a go-getter, right? So however I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. And guess what? I write books too. I'm an author officially as Amazon. So Cameron says transportation, real estate, wholesale, clothing line, for the trucking company. Oh, that's interesting to have a clothing line for your trucking company. So cool. All right. So the top three tips that I gave you guys about how to do business with the government when you have multiple businesses were, again, just a quick recap, is you can run everything under one umbrella business. You can also choose to register each business entity separately. It's all completely up to you. Or you can hire your company, your other company, to do sub work for you. So there's like a bunch of different ways. There's no right or wrong way. It's highly up to you. And so never let nobody tell you that you can't. Never let no one sway you away from reaching your dreams. Like, I'm going to tell you about my godfather from the Bay Area. Like, he's been a leader like forever. He was like a real community person. He helped so many minority and working class people get into affordable housing. He's done a lot over the years. So everybody knows who this guy is, where I am locally. And so He passed away like about, I want to say it's been about 10 years ago, right? And I was there when he, like, I was there. He has kids and everything, but I was there. Like, I was the only, it was me and him in his last days. He was like, I want you here with me. So I was there, didn't leave his side. And it's a blessing to be able to be that strength for someone, right? I didn't even know how strong I was until I had to be in a position like that. But one thing he told me before he passed away is never let nobody stop you from doing what you want to do, right? And so, and that's how he lived his life. Right. He did everything that he wanted to do. And sometimes he was mean to people. And that's just the way he was. But he was really open hearted. He did a lot of amazing things. But he always did what he wanted to do. He had many girlfriends and they all knew about each other. So he's like, I'm doing what I want to do. And so at his quiet hour, I played Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way. That song reminds me so much of him. I did things my way, right? Regardless. So always do things your way. I don't let nobody, I don't care who it is, right? It could be anybody, sister, mama, cousin, brother, husband, whoever. Nobody's going to stop me from doing what I wanted to accomplish, what I want to do in life, and never let no one stop you or be the naysayer for you. Because guess what? You only have one life to live, and it's up to you of how you're going to live that. So you won't have no shoulda, coulda, woulda moments or this person stopped me or otherwise I probably would have been doing this, right? You don't want to have those moments. And so live your dreams, design the life that you want to live and live your dreams to the fullest. Okay. That is what I want to leave you with today. Thank you so much for joining me in the live. Do we have any questions before I hop off? But we're going to be here again next Friday, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to be here over the next several weeks. And guess what? We decided that we're going to do another challenge because it was so amazing. All the great energy, all the amazing people that we got to meet. We're going to do another challenge. It's coming up. I don't really know the exact date just yet, but it's going to be coming up sometime in November. We'll be making that announcement. And so hopefully if you've gone through it before, you can feel free to go through it again. Tell somebody about it. If you've never gone through this challenge where you can actually get actionable steps to grow a thriving business and to get pre-qualified for government contracts, make sure you join us. So I have had a lot of should-haves. Yeah. Should-haves. No, you don't want no shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Like I think I have one shoulda, coulda, woulda. And this is the honest to God truth. I'm gonna tell y'all. This is my story. And everybody don't get to get this part of me, like this real story. So when I was in college, I went to Cal State Hayward, CSU, Stand Up, Cal State East Bay now, right? It's a new name. But so I always, when I was a kid, like I wanted to be a singer, right? That is, Whitney Houston was like my idol. Like I loved that girl. I sang all her songs, all that stuff. So in college, I really did sing, right? I sang, I rapped, I did hooks, I was on the radio, I did a whole lot of stuff, right? Because that's what I wanted to do. And so what happened was I actually landed an internship because I initially out of college, I wanted to go work for a radio station, not a radio station, a record company, because they had those still. Bad Boy was on top, right? During that time, and like Jermaine Dupri label, like all of these Bad labels was like really good meaning bad meaning good labels was on top of the world. And so that's what I wanted to do. And so I landed my first internship with Phil Arnold, Thrill Entertainment. I was the assistant manager for Confunction, right? A celebrity group. And so what I would do is sing around the office all the time. Then I start playing my demos to them and everything like that. So I'm in the studio with them. I'm hanging out. I'm singing freestyling in the studio and all that stuff. And then here's an opportunity where they're like, oh, it's this new group. Literally, I promise y'all. New group, right? It's a new group that's coming out. This is like, when did I graduate from college? I think I graduated in like 97 from college. And so new group coming up, new group coming. And I get invited to audition, right? But I never made it because guess what? I was one of those shoulda, coulda moments. I had the boyfriend that I was with at the time was like a really jealous, controlling person. He's like, I don't want you in the studio with men and that type of stuff, right? So I ended up stopping that. And then I've discovered that the group that was auditioning was Destiny's Child. So that is my shoulda, coulda, woulda. So from there on, I said I would never allow someone else to block my blessings or to stop me from doing what it is that I want to do. So that's what I want to leave you with. Don't let no one stop you from growing your business, from having multiple businesses, from buying your first house, don't let no one tell you that you can't do it, because I'm here to tell you that you absolutely can. Okay. All right. So cool. Loving Does Home Care Agency. I'm a startup, very interested in contracts building. Yeah, absolutely. Yvette, hello. And you absolutely can. Yeah, you absolutely can grow a business with home as a home care agency. I mean, there's so many opportunities, especially when you position yourself as a government contractor. Guess what? So I got a text from one of my colleagues, Yvette. She's probably on here watching. This morning, or was it last night? Maybe she texted me yesterday. And she said, guess what Joe Biden is on the news talking about right now? Y'all want to take a guess? I'm going to give y'all 3 seconds to take a guess at what he was talking about on the news yesterday. Government contracts. He was talking about government contracts for small businesses and how this is one of the ways that you can really grow a thriving business. Law, y'all, I kid you not, it is. It's life changing, and hopefully you'll get in position to position yourself to actually land some of these contracts. It's a fail proof way to really build a thriving business. So you got my tips today about how to do business with the government when you have multiple businesses. Can you do that? Yes, you can. There's multiple ways that you can do that, and you can do it however you want. There's no right or wrong way. Just do it. Like Nike, just do it. And just get out there and just do it. That's all I'm going to say today. Getting in position. Hi, Chastity. All right. So y'all have a wonderful day. I have an upcoming class working with the new clients who came through the challenge. I'm super excited to see where they're going to go in the next couple months after they've gone through the program to learn about government contracts and they're getting in position. And today is day two or week two or session two. All right. So what do I need to do, Yvette? So Elizabeth is on here. So Elizabeth, my team member, Elizabeth, can help you out to let you know about, you know, government contracts, how to get started, all that stuff. You can schedule a free strategy session as well. You want to learn more about government contracts, go to qualifyforgovernmentcontracts.com, right? That is how you get on our schedule to have a free strategy session with my team member, Elizabeth, who can walk you through getting started, all the different options of working with me. And Tracy, yeah, I will see you at 2. And Chastity, I hope I said your name right. So Chastity as well, Elizabeth, can help you, you know, with that information of what do you need to do to get started. So, or you can just go to qualifyforgovernmentcontracts.com. All right. So y'all have a great day. Have a great week, weekend. Oh, tomorrow is my 45th birthday. Y'all, I know. I look 25. I can't believe I have a 22-year-old kid. I have a 17-year-old kid. I have a 14-year-old kid, and I'm about to be 45. I'm like, how did y'all get that old? And I'm still 22. I'm still 22. All right. So y'all have a great one, and I'll see you. I'll see you next week. Same time, Friday live at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'll see you. I'll have some more nuggets, but remember to ask your questions in the group. And, you know, I'll try to pick from your questions so I know what to help you and how to help you. Okay. Thank you so much, Josephine. All right, yeah, Stacia, I'm learning how to say your name right. All right, so I'll talk to you guys later. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.